This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. The Taliban envoy to Pakistan today said Osama bin Laden is in Afghanistan. Earlier reports on the satellite television channel Al Jazeera had quoted him as saying bin Laden had left the country. The envoy said, however, that he wasn't sure whether bin Laden was in territory controlled by the Taliban or by the Northern Alliance. Pentagon officials estimate the Taliban now controls about one-third of Afghanistan and that the areas around Kandahar in the south and Kunduz in the north remain in flux. In recent days, refugees from Kunduz have been flowing into the city of Talokan, about 30 miles to the east. So have prisoners of war who've been captured by or surrendered to Northern Alliance forces. NPR's Steve Inskeep joins us by satellite phone from Talokan. Steve, what are these refugees and prisoners telling you about the situation in Kunduz?
Lisa, we should begin, I suppose, by just mentioning one caveat here. Refugees and prisoners have their own problems and their own motivations for telling us anything that they do, so you have to be careful about the stories that you hear, but there are certainly interesting stories. You go out on the highway between this city and Kunduz, and any hour of the day, there are plenty of refugees coming along, people who say they want to flee what they fear will be a combat zone, and they're describing what would appear to be desperation tactics by the Taliban leaders who are holding on there. The Taliban, according to refugees, has been going from door to door demanding that people turn over any weapons that they might have, and at least one refugee said, "I didn't have a gun and I didn't think they were going to take no for an answer, and so I got out of there." Now, a number of the prisoners who've come over have been marching down that same road, of course, under armed guard. About 122 of them arrived the other day, and today I got a chance to interview 16 of them, and they all had essentially the same story to tell. They all claim that they were drafted into the Taliban military just within the last few weeks, that they were essentially dragged out of their homes, told that they either needed to join the military or else pay money to the Taliban. And those who didn't have money to pay were given rifles and sent to the front line. And a fair number of them apparently have decided they didn't want any more of that, and they continued right through no man's land into Northern Alliance territory and gave up.
So why hasn't the Northern Alliance just launched an all-out attack on Kunduz?
There is more of a sense of negotiating your way out of an all-out fight to try to see if you can get some of your opponents to betray their comrades, to switch sides, to defect, and there are some negotiations going on now. If you listen to the Northern Alliance, the Taliban in Kunduz can be divided into a couple of different groups. There are the local Taliban leaders who might be willing to surrender in many cases, and there are the so-called Afghan Arabs, the Islamic activists from other parts of the Islamic world who've come here to fight for the Taliban, to fight for Osama bin Laden, who believe that if they're captured, they are going to be tortured and killed. And so they are not willing to surrender. And so the Northern Alliance says it is trying to take some time and see if they can win over some of the local supporters and drain support away from the Afghan Arabs who probably aren't going to surrender.
So what are ordinary civilians saying?
People seem, by and large, to have taken it in stride, the change in power here from the Taliban to the Northern Alliance. There have been changeovers several times in this city over the last couple of decades of war with the Soviet Union and then a civil war. And some people certainly did celebrate when the Taliban left. But I have to tell you, Lisa, that most people have just become used to this sort of thing. There were businesses that 1 week ago were catering to Taliban soldiers, and now they're full of Northern Alliance soldiers. There's a hospital here that 1 week ago was full of Taliban wounded and is now filling up with Northern Alliance wounded. And in fact, the Taliban left one of their wounded soldiers behind. I saw him a couple of days ago, and he is now sharing a ward. He's in a bed right next to a Northern Alliance soldier.
NPR Steve Inskeep in Talokan, Northern Afghanistan. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, Lisa.